We are learning Maseches Baba Kama, Daf Samach Zayin Omer Beis, and we are starting by the two dots, approximately 8 lines from the top. We learned in the Mishnah that Midas Tashlumi Abav Chamisha, which means the payment of Dalad Vehei, 4 times the principal, 5 times the principal, is Dafka by a Shar or Seh. By any other animal or any other item, of course, there is no din Dalad Vehei. How do we know that? We said that Kefal is by every case, why we learn at Shar Mishabbos. That wasn't the reason. Kefal, we had a drasha. Mistake. Kefal, we had a drasha from Klal Prat or Ribui. That's how we knew Kefal. But we had, regarding other things, Shar Shama Shabbos. For example, Legabe Bar, Legabe Chasima, Legabe, all different things, the whole Mishnah, different things. In the fifth parak, we learn at Shar Shama Shabbos. So why do we learn that also from the word Shar? It says, Vedal Vehei, to learn out Shar Shama Shabbos, that all animals are chayiv. You're right, won't be chayiv all items, at least all animals should be chayiv. But my, nail of Shar Shar Mishabbos, my la halon chayiv, I was like there, by Shabbos, even chayiv oif chayiv and shvisas behemtoi, kiyotzebem, they're the same din as a Shar, afkan chayiv oif kiyotzebem, you also chayiv oif should be just like a Shar. So that's the kasha. Why don't we say that Dal Vehei is even by the all the animals we learn out from Shabbos? Amarava, Amakra, Shar Vaseh, Shnei Pa'amim. It says twice Shar Vaseh in the Pasuk. I'll read you the Pasuk in a moment. Shar Vaseh in, Midi Achrin Eloi. And since it says it twice, teaching us Dafka Shar Vaseh and nothing else. What's the Pasuk? The Pasuk reads like this. Ki Yignoiv Ish Shar Oiseh, if a person steals a Shar Oiseh, an ox or a sheep, Utvachai, he shechted it, Oimachari, or sold it. Chamisha Bakar Shalom Takas HaShar, he paid 5 Bakar instead of the Shar. And 4 tzoyin takas tzeh. So it says twice in the pasuk, shar and seh in the beginning, and shar and seh at the end. And one of them is extra. Now, if you read the pasuk, you wouldn't be sure it's extra, because it says, if you steal shar and seh, and you shecht it or you sold it, you pay 5 baka takas hashar, and 4 baka, 4 tzoyin takas tzeh. It sounds like a good pasuk. So which one's extra in this pasuk? We're saying it's extra, teach us dafka shar and seh, and that's it. Amri, hey me yaseh, which one's extra? Ilay Mishar said the Seifa Miyasa. He's saying that the Seifa is extra. The Nichla Rachmana, the Pasuk say, Yignav Shar Oiseh, Utfacho Yimachara, Chamisha Baka Sham Tachta, Varbat Soin Tachta. We understand, Chamisha Baka is Tachas Hashar, and Varbat Soin Tachas Hashar. So why does Shar say that's why it's extra? Because Rachmana Achi, number no. If the Pasuk said that, if it didn't say the word Tachta of the Shar and Tachta of the Seh, I would say you have to pay 9 for stealing a shar and shechting. You pay 9 times. It says tachtov twice. V'chi teima k'siv tachtov, which would sound like each word tachtov is different. No, you would say chad tachtov miyaser. One tachtov is extra, and it's for a drasha. Umboy leila drasha achrina. The talmud in a brisa. Yochol ganav shar shava mana. Yisham tachtov negidim. Maybe you think we stole a shar worth 100 mana or a mana, which is 100 zuz. You could pay tachtov negidim, which is shvacher behemoth, weak, and behemoth ready to die. You could pay, I'm paying a behemoth, maybe that's enough. Tam lema tachtov, there's an extra tachtov. That has to be exactly that type of shar, that value of a shar. You can't just pay a junky shar. You have to pay the value of the shar. But in any case, we're saying that you need the shar at the end. Why? Because you would say, you have to pay 9. I tachtov twice, make a drasha for the tachtov. Elo shar v'seh the ratio muta. The extra shar v'seh the ratio, that's extra. Why? The nichta rachmana, she like this. Ki yigenim ish, someone steals something, utvachoy mechoroy, shechts it or sells it, chamisha baka sham takas hashar, v'arvatoy takas hashar. And that's good enough. You don't have to have yigenim ish shar v'seh. So the shar v'seh, the ratio is extra, it's just dafka shar v'seh, nothing else. So I'm like, no, that would work. Because of Achmano Hachi, if it's said in the beginning of Pasuk, Yigna Ish Betavachay Mecharay Chamish Vagasham Tachashor, you would think Havina the Gunav Trei Betavachlo. You would think you have to steal 2 and check them both. Then more, no, you wouldn't think you have to check them both. It's Tavachay Ksev. It's Loshen Rab, Loshen Yachid, Tavachay Ksev. Lechad what? Ve'ima for Edimar. Maybe without the Sharvus, you would say the Gunav Tavayu. You would think you have to steal both of them, Umazmlo, you have to sell both of them. No, so that I wouldn't have happened that either. Umachroy ksiv lechad, only sold 1. Ve'ema havamina, add the gun of tre, you have to steal both of them. And v'tovach chad, umazmin chad. Maybe you have to, one of them you sell, one of them you shecht, which means, the Gemara is saying, it didn't say Shar v'Seir, I think, Kiyigdov ish, utvach v'chara, and you shechted one and you sold one, chamish v'chara v'sham takas ha-shar v'tachar v'tachar v'sham, but you have to do both. The Gemara says, no, it says oy v'chara, except it's or. V'akati, pek the one, still I need the Shar v'Seir, well, I have a mina, ad gonav tavayu, until I steal both of them, but tavach v'shaychar, either I shecht one and leave one, oy maz v'chara v'shaychar, or I sell one and leave one. But maybe, it doesn't say shar oisah. I think you have to sell. You have to steal both of them, so it's not extra. You need it. And Mar says, "Ella shar the seifa v'sed the reish amuta." The extra shar in the reish in the seifa and the extra set in the reish are extra. Why? The nichter rachman and pasuk say like this: Ki yignoiv ish shar utvachay amacharet. If a person steals a shar and he shechs it or sells it, chamisha baka yisham tachtav. And leave out the word shar. You said give him a shar already. And here you have a seh. Why do I need a shar of the seifa? V'seh the reisha. I don't need that. Lamali, because you would see already that yigra of the shar, one thing is enough to steal, to be chay. And you know that the end doesn't mean nine, because it says chavish v'ach ha-tachtav, which is the shar, v'arba t'tachat v'seh. So why is shar the seifa v'seh the reisha? Lamali. Shmamina, shar v'san in, midach yaloi. Dafka shar v'seh, and nothing else is chayav. So Akuponim, that's what all the right now, so far, that we see, clear, the Mar's kasha was, by Dalad Vahey, that l'chayro yishvi chayav for more than Shavas. They learn Shavas, Shavas, Shavas. That the Gemara answers, no, Shavas are in, midi achri yaloi. So let's see the Gemara right. The Mishnah said, ena goyin avach aganav v'sham tzum v'kefal. That if someone steals from a ganav, he doesn't pay kefal. He doesn't pay kefal. Why not? Because it says v'gunav beisa ish. You steal from a person, from the owner. If you steal from a ganiv, there's no kefal. So Amar Rav, he qualifies as halach. Lo yishonu al fnei yish. This is only true before yeish. Aval acha yeish kana. But after yeish, the halach is you are the kainet ganiv rishon. The ganiv rishon is kainet. The ganiv shenim shalom shum kefal the ganiv rishon. Then it's very called gunav beisa ish. Why? Because he's the owner already. So basically, Rav is telling you that Yiyosh is Koina, which is like Rabba's Shita, not like Rav Yosef. That's really not like Ula. We had Ula, Rav Yosef already said that Yiyosh is not Koina. Shalha, I learned Ula. We said maybe it's like Avi Karvin, Dafka, Vitaisis, but that was the Pashas. And Rav is a Yiyosh Koina. Rav says also Yiyosh is Koina. And therefore, if the Ganev is Yiyosh by the Ganev, already owns it now, you steal from the Ganev, you pay careful. Omer Rav Sheshes, Amini Kinayim Shachem Rav Amla Hashmaitza. I can't believe Rav said this, that Yiyosh is Koina. Why? The title of the Braisa. What is the reason why the Torah says if someone shechted, he stole it already. Now that he shechted or stole it, he pays the davar chamisha. What's the reason? Because he made the chet stronger by now selling it. He took it even a step further by selling it. So shtaris bechet. And the Gemara is assuming the shtaris bechet means it worked. The sale worked. So Amos, when was it? It was 4 years. Mika and Ashtarish. It can't be that's Ashtarish. It can't be a good sale. Ella must be La'acha Yish. It must be, it was after Yish. And after Yish, with Shina Rishos, that's a Kuliyah Makaina. When you sell it, Shina Rishos, that's why it works. So it's talking about after Yish. And what does it say? That, and that's why Ashtarish Pechait. If you sell it, now you made it solidly out of the Rishos of the Ganav. You made Shina Rishos and Shina. Then, Nashina Rishos and Yush, and therefore it's that's why Yechayiv Dal Vehei. But the Kasha Rav is Visak that Yush Kani. If your Yush is Kaina, Amay Misham Shuma Bava Chamisha. Why do you pay at all Dal Vehei? If it's Yush already, so the Ganav owns it. When he sells it now, it's his. Shaloyu Tevech. Shaloyu Meich. Shouldn't be Chayiv at all. It's his already. Like we said before, Shja idea that it's his. It's his already. And for the Gemara, you're right. It's true. Maybe it's before Yish, because after Yish will be yours. So it's before Yish. I have 4 years. It's not Chal de Mechira. You can't sell it. It's not 4 years. Amri Kedomer Rav is Shoshana Bechet. How can I replace Shoshana Bechet? Rav answers later on to answer Kasha Shoshana Bechet. Here it was Shoshana Bechet, not because it was Chal. It didn't work. But you were Shoshana Bechet. You went ahead. Not only did you steal it, you sold it. That's why you Chayav Dalvei. Now, this Gemara is Kasha Rav. The Gemara could have asked a Rabba. Rab old Yish Kaina. So Rav Sheshes goes, Rab, you old Yish Kaina, you're sleeping. Have a Rav Akiva. You could ask that a Rab also. If you look at Toysa on the bottom of Samach Zayin on Beis, Toysa says, Mekol Hanu de Paruch Hachla Rav, all the cows are going to have a Rab, have a Matzah Mifrach Le'el a Rabba. And also, Umahari Parak Ella Rabba, that we had on yesterday's blot, Kashas a Rabba, have a Mosmin for Karab. Ella, the Rabba Ari Begazlin, Parak Lemimil the Gazlin. The Rabba Ari Beganev Nichlim for Mimil Ganev. That's the one Tarets. Another Tarets, he says, Punk the base Medrash is the way they had the Kashas. But Akapatam, really, all the Kashas, really, it's a continuation of that Sugya, Rabba Rav Yosef, just the new names. Really, all these Kashas could be on that Man the Omar. Yeah. The feed is fi rab, yeah. Fi rab and rab always has to be for years. Because if not, you're kind already, yeah. Always be for years. If you hold the years kind, you have to hold for years, yeah.
And don't
do like the years
or not?
Because no. So the echanabi, there is a moisture, the terrace, either you know he's beyayish, or there's certain stomas, which tomorrow we'll bring later on. There's a stomach, ganav is stomach, if you want, there's stomach years, gazlan is stomach years, there's stomach years also. The Gemara talks about this later on. The Gemara brings right for every dollar of hay that Stam Gnevi Yish Bailamu. The Gemara brings a riot. You're right. The Gemara brings a riot. It must be Stam Gnevi Yish Bailamu. Why? Because why a chayv a dollar of hay? The Gemara brings a riot. Stam Yish. That's Stam. Stam Yish. He's saying Stam Gnevi Yish. Stam Gnevi Yish Bailamu. There's Yish. What? No, there's a Gnev. Every dollar starts with a Gneva.
Right, but if it was Yish Bailamu,
then it's Leotavach, not a No, but Yish not Koina. He'll Yish not Koina. Saying, we said that clear again. That if you hold years kinda, it has to be 4 years. But you were asking that how do you know if a guy is miyayish or not? So I'm telling you that it's a good shiloh. I'm saying it's a great shiloh. It's shiloh stam years, not years. I ain't charming the gemara. They were saying that there's stomas here. The answer to your question is that there's certain assumptions. Either you heard him, you think, or there's certain assumptions. Let's see one more tashema. Tashema, b'tvach lo machar. It says in the pasuk you either shechted it or you sold it. Nei chayv davei. Matvicha, make a drasha. Matvicha is a chazera. It's like tvicha. Once you shecht it, it's over. You can't put it back together. Af mechira, she'ena chazera. Mechira says to be a chir that's chal. That's chal. That's what the Brisa says. Amos. Now, if the chir is chal, how did that happen? Ilim of Neyush, am I ena chazera? If it's 4 years, why ena chazera? Chir, you can't sell it. Ella must be la'acha yish. It's the one after yish. After yish, and then it's yish v'shina rishus, and that's why it's chal. And it's ena chazera. But we sakadaita like Rab or Rabba. We sakadaita kanya the yish is kaina. My mashalm dalvei shloyu teveach shloyu moicher. You're shechting your own thing and you're selling your own thing. And for the Gemara, no. Even b'fnei yish, if you sell it, that's called enich hazeres. Even though it's not really good mechira, but I tried to sell it for good. What's enich hazeres teaching us? Kedom Rav Nachman pratlus shehiknul shloyim yoyim. Hachanayim pratlus shehiknul shloyim yoyim. Like Rav Nachman answered later on, that if you sell it lizman, it's more like a schir, it's more like a rental. That's not chayiv for mechira. If you rent it out, you steal someone's car, rent it out in the rental company, that's not called mechira. Even though it's mechira for 30 days, that's not called mechira. And that's what comes lafuke in a chazeres. That's called chazeres, it comes back. But a vada, if someone sells it, fnei yish, and it's not a good mechira, that's not called chazeres. Because you try to sell it for good. And that's chayiv dalvei. You're not chayv dalvei in that case. You're not chayv dalvei because it's not called mechira. It's called mechira in a chazeres. We learn out mat vicha she'ena chazeres, af mechira she'ena chazeres. That's called chazeres. That's called coming back. Coming back after 30 days. The kasha was we thought it means it's chal. And then we had a problem because before yish it's not chal. After yish it's already his. The answer is it's talking about lefnei yish. And if you sell it for good, even though it wasn't chal, that's called ena chazeres. Chazeres means that it was only for 30 days. Therefore, it's only considered a schira. That's not called a mechira.